Hello and welcome to My City. In this week's programme, we talk to well-known actor and comedian Mark Brown about the city of his birth, York, in the north of England. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hello. Just to set the record straight, I must say that I was actually born in Leeds, but my family moved to York when I was 18 months old.
So York is what you would call your hometown?
Absolutely. I lived there until I was 18 when I went to Nottingham University, but that was the first time that I lived anywhere else.
So, what's so special about York for you?
Well, first of all, I have to say I can't really be objective. I think nobody can about their hometown. I've got a friend who's from Grimsby, which is a fishing town in the northeast of England, and he goes on and on about how the nightlife in Grimsby is better than in Paris, which can't be true. And I have another friend who says the world's best restaurant is in Sunderland, which I don't believe either. But with York, I do think there's plenty to be enthusiastic about. There's so much history everywhere. In every street there are places which just ooze the past. And not just one period of our past. The Romans were here. The Vikings were here. The Normans were here. And they all left visible reminders of their presence everywhere.
What are the best places to visit, in your opinion?
Well, York is a city to walk round. There's a marvellous old city wall that encircles the city. And a little newer than the wall is Clifford's Tower, which is 900 years old. But of course, they're both quite recent compared to the Roman remains. In the 1970s, they discovered some Roman baths under a pub which are almost 2,000 years old. I went to see them and thought they were fantastic. There are some great museums too. For example, the Castle Museum, the Jorvik and Barley Hall. They're the sort of places where they reenact scenes from history. So, at the Castle Museum, you can walk into a Victorian shop from the late 1800s. And in the Jorvik Centre, apparently, you can see scenes of the daily life of a Viking, though, to be honest, I've never actually been inside there myself. And at Barley Hall, you can see people dressed in medieval clothes in a medieval village. Or so they tell me, as I haven't been inside there either. When you live in a city, you tend not to go into the museums, unless it's a school trip. But I do remember wandering around the Castle Museum when I was a kid, and imagining that the jars of sweets in the old sweet shop there were real.